And this hole here is the hole from which you pee.
Vagina!
When you go to the bathroom or urinate.
Mrs. Butterworth's is twice as thick, and it's made with
horse urine.
A golden shower is when your partner pees on you, and they can pee on your body, or sometimes people like it when their partner pees on their face.
Like in their mouth, or?
All over. Just pees, all over. Women don't have very good aim, you know. So if this is your girlfriend peeing on your face, we're not sure where it's going to end up. It can be in your ear or in your eye or in your mouth. You don't know.
First thing is to start working the face.
Baby, now I gotta take a piss from my holes on your face.
You liquidated, all right?
Don't. It's made of
cougar piss.
I'm not kidding.
Now that my bladder is full.
Oh.
Piss starts to move to your face.
Would you pee on me?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Really?
I would love for you to pee on me.
No, are you joking?
I'm not kidding.
Here, sit down. Sit.
Pee girl. Yeah, look at the waterfall.
We're giving you the gold!
Oh yeah. Incoming!
It's made of cow piss.
Mm. You better smell that up.
I want to milk the chocolate out of your car.
What a mess.
Damn, look at it all over the floor. Somebody's got to clean that up.
Clean up on aisle 4.
Barry Glazer, legal advocate for the injured, disabled, and urinated upon.
Oh, your cock is so delicious.
Baby, now I gotta take a piss from my holes on your face.
I just want you to piss, and piss. That's it, no cum.
I want to go.
Now that my bladder is full.
Oh, yeah.
My piss starts to move to your face.
The popcorn you're eating has been pissed in. Film at 11.
Yeah! I want you to piss on my tits!
It's piss time. Ah, much better.
People urinating on each other.
Oh my goodness, what's going on? I'm all wet.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, January 25th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, violently killing your pets as punishment, plus a fatty crushes her boyfriend with the power of her obesity, and teen girls are sluts. No, I'm serious. They're really depraved whores. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, hey freaks, Tim Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show, kicking off a brand new week of programs. And boy, do I have a good one for you today. You know, I love verbal porn. Not to get off, but I love it for the show because it translates really well. After all, this is an audio program, so I'm always looking for stuff that sounds good. I think I've hit the jackpot today. I'll let you be the judge, though. Take a listen to these two young guys.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What, should you just get out the shower, son?
Yeah.
You didn't wash your hair?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just wet, huh?
Yeah.
Let me smell it. You a stank motherfucker.
Because I had my head in your ass.
Wait, the reason why his hair stinks is because... Because I had my head in your ass. Nice.
Had your head in my ass?
I was rubbing my hair in your
ass. You guys hear my ass? You faggot motherfucker.
Look at this motherfucking faggot bitch.
Tell him you're a fucking faggot!
I'm a fucking faggot!
Get your ass over here and tell him.
I'm a fucking faggot. I'm a fucking faggot. I like licking his ass and sucking his dick, whatever he want me to
do. Oh, he did it while I was asleep! You did it while I was asleep, you fucking bitch!
You said make bread.
I didn't say lick my ass while I was asleep!
He said make bread.
You did it while I was asleep, you fucking bitch!
You said make bread.
I didn't say lick my ass while I was asleep, you motherfucker!
It was all dirty, though.
I know it was dirty, and now it's clean as a motherfucker, like you hit it with some Dial soap.
Now I'm a clean ass motherfucker.
I should mention, in case there's any confusion, that that is a white boy.
So get your ass over here.
Over here, all. Here, all.
Rub my feet first. Rub my motherfucking feet, dog.
Right?
Take the other shoe off.
You smell good.
They smell real good. I love the guy who's like the slave boy.
Motherfucker, spit off your face. If you wipe it on my fucking...
Your ass was dirty.
Socks, I'm gonna beat your ass. Stupid bitch.
Throughout the video, this guy does beat the crap out of a slave. He puts out cigarettes on his forehead, slaps him around a bit. This is great. The video is about 12 minutes long, so I'm not going to play the whole thing today. I'm going to save some just for my sideshow freaks for tomorrow's extended program, but here's a little more.
Rub my feet!
You can hear him slapping him around a little.
Rub my feet! Look at me! Look at me! Ow! Look at me! Rub my feet, you motherfucker! Ow!
Yeah, he just put a cigarette out on his face.
Like a burnt face? Huh? Mm-hmm. You gonna rub them now, ain't you? Since you got burned, bitch. Ain't you? Yes, sir. Hope that burn shows. Fucking faggot. Hope it shows.
The slave seems a little slow.
I like to smell your feet.
How's your burn feel on your forehead?
It hurt.
It hurt.
Smell my pants again like you're stupid.
Oh.
You said it's... Oh! Ah! 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 Right. Fuck!
Slapping the shit out of the slave.
Put my balls while you're smelling my feet.
All right.
Pull it up. Pull it up, bitch. Sit up, nuts. Huh? Broken, motherfucker. You can't make me hard, you faggot. You're a fucking faggot. You ain't no bitch. You're just a faggot. You can't make me hard. You know what? I should leave you in a fucking cave with a goddamn stick to suck on. You faggot motherfucker. You agree?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Oh, your feet smell good.
Pull my boxes off. Slowly. Slowly. Rub him, faggot! Rub him, faggot!
Another beat down for the slave. Apparently he wasn't rubbing the feet properly.
Rub him, faggot! Rub him, faggot!
I love the screams of the slave.
Yeah!
Rub it, bitch! Rub it!
Look at my ass while you rub.
Look at my ass!
So stupid.
Smell that? You smell that?
Look at it! Look at it! Bet you wish that motherfucker was yours. It's like a thumble booby, boy.
It's like a what?
It's like a thumble booby, boy.
Thumble booty.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Get off my feet. Put your motherfucking face in there.
Uh-oh.
Get out of there. Show the camera. Tell them what you're doing.
I'm licking.
Tell them what you're doing.
I am licking that ass like you told me to.
Tell them what you're doing.
I'm licking ass. I am licking ass.
All right. That's quite enough for today. Like I said, there's way more I'll be playing on tomorrow's extended show for you sideshow freaks. Moving on now. A listener, I'm not sure if they want me to release their name or not, so I won't, but they sent me a great email with a link to a new product called The Manhood, which is a foreskin substitute for us who are circumcised. This is a totally ridiculous and most likely useless product, but the idea behind the manhood is this. Men with foreskin typically have more sensitive penises, or peni. So what the manhood does is it covers up your cockhead, so it won't rub up against stuff and become desensitized. According to the website here, in activity, the penile glands is continually being scratched. Ugh. And as we age, the penile glands surface dries and thickens, becomes hard and crusty. I cannot wait for my golden years. It sounds like a wonderful time. Crusty, crackly penis heads. Gross. Alright, so yes, you know, your penis rubs up against, you know, your underwear and stuff. It scratches. It's kind of like scar tissue, basically. By the end of it, your penis gets all hard and thick. It's this process that decreases sensitivity, making sex less pleasurable and orgasms harder to achieve. Manhood, a registered trademark, was first developed by RNC Associates to help stop the desensitizing effect of circumcision. We do this by providing an artificial, natural environment resulting in sensitivity changes because your nerve endings are closer to the surface. By using manhood, your penile glands will change from dry and chafed to one that is shiny soft. We understand that circumcision is a sensitive issue, but one that needs to be discussed. There are consequences when humans alter nature, and the consequence of circumcision is desensitized sex organs and shortened sexual life. If we removed our eyelids, which at first thought serves little purpose, our eyeballs would slowly dry, thicken, and die, much like your cock is going to do. As your eye is an internal organ, so is your penile glands. Both eyelid and foreskin serve similar functions as they protect the internal organs, blah, 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 blah. Now, I am going to give you the web address here if you want to check out the manhood. Some of the pictures are very not safe for work. They feature dick and nuts. But this is a medicinal-like product. It is basically just a silky-looking hood that you put over your penis. And it comes in white. And I got to tell you, it looks a lot like a Klansman's hat. So your dick is, you know, ready for a rally or a cross-burning. Racist little penis there. Hi. So yes, the website, if you want to check out the manhood, is manhood.mb.ca. So there you go. A while ago on the show, I featured a very strange fetish. At least it was strange to me. It's the smoker cough fetish. And I have some new audio here. It's just women coughing, basically. The thing is, I don't know anyone who is into this, so I don't know if these guys are actually into hearing the cough or seeing the women give that coffee face.
Rush up to our site, and there's lots of goodies in there. So come cough with me.
Is there some woman inviting us to their website? I mean, the thing is... All the coughs kind of sound the same. All right, here's another woman. Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah, this guy just looped. This is his favorite cough, apparently. It really gets him off, but it's only like a second long, so he looped it over and over and over. It's just annoying. Now, the reason why I bring this up, you know, on yesterday's weekend bonus episode of DV, I gotta turn that off. It's way too distracting. I can't concentrate. Yesterday, I told Sideshow Freaks that I was going to post a video cast. I'm actually going to do that today because in addition to the smoker cough fetish, some guys are into watching pregnant women smoke and cough. So I'm going to include that in the video cast, and I will get that out today. Now, before we get into the news today, I've got a rapping granny. If you thought the coughing audio was annoying, wait until you hear this.
I'm over 60, and that's no joke, and I've given up tobacco, but I'm still smoking. Some people think I'm over the hill. They don't understand, they never will, that getting older needn't be a drag, even though things sort of start to sag. Gravity's gonna happen, Newton said, but you can't spend your life standing on your head. Don't worry about it. Let it go, your jowls and your neck and your so-and-so. But we can
not too many rap songs feature the word jowls.
Still taste life, the zing, the zest of it. No matter what, we can make the best of it. Of everyday things, make little adventures. Go to the dentist for a set of new dentures on the way home.
Oh my God.
Take your car and park it at the nearest available veggie market. To prove the man did an excellent job, pick out the biggest, toughest corn cob, rush home and cook it. What a scene with your new teeth chomping, you're stripping it clean. Turn a down day to a day that sings yes, yes.
Okay, all right. This song is 4 minutes long. I don't know how much I can deal with. Let's just fast forward towards the end here.
Shouldn't be too much of a surprise when I grab a jar of summer night and hunt fireflies. Why is that a tough notion to handle? Better than electricity, more fun than a candle. Call me eccentric, I haven't a doubt. I'll be labeled a whole lot worse and far out when I roll down the springtime grassy green hill. You think I won't, but...
There's a whole verse about her getting a hip replacement, actually. I shit you not.
Because I'm over 21, considerably, and I've earned the right to be no one but me.
Right.
What this is a national call-up for all of us to free us all up. What is the problem? What is the fuss? Haven't we earned the right to be us? And when
no.
all is said and when all
die
is done...
Die gracefully! This rap is embarrassing.
We deserve to have
Nit,
some fun.
Shut the fuck up.
And when all is said...
Oh, is anything worse than active old people?
And when all is done, don't we deserve to have some fun?
I can run with the best of them. Yeah. I feel like I'm 20.
Right. Sure. Sure.
And when all is said, when all is done, don't we deserve to have some fun?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. And with that, let's get... I get so angry. I don't know why I play this stuff. I have total control over my show. I don't, but I put myself through this daily. All right, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you enjoy the podcast, or maybe you've been thinking about signing up for the sideshow, please consider signing up right now. It's only $5 a month, or you can pay for an entire year. That's $50, and it's like getting 2 months free. You know, I'm getting ready to move down to Columbus in 2 weeks. It's crunch time, and, you know, I can use all the help I can get, monetarily speaking, of course. You know, you really do get your money's worth. This past weekend, I did a bonus episode, Corey did Butt Fudge Sunday. Today, I've got a video cast for you. Tomorrow, we have an extended show. Thursday, we'll have an exclusive program, and then, you know, this weekend, we'll have more bonus content as well. So, a lot of great stuff pops up on the Sideshow feed. Every day, you also have access to the entire archive of programs, so you can listen back to the old 2004 and 2005 shows. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Cheryl's gonna love this one. Well, there's a little bit of Cheryl's morning bowel movement. She records herself every day and posts it on Twitter.
Okay, now could you tell... Then I had a lot of fiber yesterday.
Yes. All right. Yes, first story we have for you today. This one comes from Cleveland, Ohio, right in my backyard. The details are shocking and hard to believe, but authorities say a woman who was believed to weigh around 300 pounds at the time sat on her boyfriend and killed him last summer.
All right. Yeah. And roll those shoulders. Okay.
Maybe she could have benefited from using one of those Women at Large workout videos.
Women at Large is a totally new concept in fitness, proving you can be large and be physically fit.
That is just such bullshit. You can't be fat and physically fit.
I'm Charlene Powell. I weigh 415 pounds. My blood pressure is 385 over 70. My heart rate is 187, and I feel fantastic.
What? No. Heart is going to explode. All right. Anyways, back to the story here. Yes, this woman weighed around 300 pounds at the time. She sat on her boyfriend and killed him last summer. On Wednesday, Mia Landingham pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. Look, if you sat on your boyfriend during a fight, you were trying to hurt him. Is it really involuntary manslaughter then? Anyways, her boyfriend was a little spindly 120-pound guy. It happened back in... Oh, his poor bones were crushed under the weight of that woolly mammoth of a woman. All right, where are we at here? It happened back in August during an altercation between the couple who share three children together. During Landingham's sentence, her boyfriend's family spoke of the pain she caused their family. Quote, I just want to let you know how much you have hurt us by taking Mikhail away from us, said Sharon Phillips, the victim's stepmother. Landingham's public defender told the judge there was a long history of domestic abuse between his client and her late boyfriend. He also pointed out she has no prior criminal record. Landingham then told the judge he was sorry for squashing the father of her children. I just want to say that I'm sincerely sorry about the situation. He's an asshole, and I don't know why Snooki puts up with him. Oh, that's a different situation. Although MTV should really put out an apology much like this woman. I'm sincerely sorry about the situation. I wish I could take him or it back. Judge Carolyn Friedland sentenced her to 3 years probation. Three? That's all she didn't get any jail time? Just 3 years probation and 100 hours of community service for crushing her boyfriend to death. Landingham was then immediately released from jail, while Middleton Bay's family hoped Landingham would eventually be able to take part in her children's lives. They were surprised she got no additional jail time. Quote, "So basically, you can say that I can go sit on someone and just get probation," said one of the victim's sisters. "I feel there was no justice." I kind of feel that way too, actually. Landingham faced a maximum of 5 years behind bars. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This is a short one, but it comes from Georgia. As punishment for bad grades, a Georgia mother forced her 12-year-old son to kill his pet hamster with a hammer. It sounds eerily like my father. That's exactly what he did to my sister's hamster. But that's because the hamster was, quote, going crazy and needed to be put down. My dad didn't use a hammer. He actually used a shovel, right? My sister had a hamster named Rusty, right? And she loved Rusty. She even took Rusty to school with her and would put Rusty in her desk all day, right? You remember the little desk that had the little flip up top or whatever? So anyways, yeah, she would keep Rusty in her desk and then bring Rusty home from school or whatever. But as Rusty got older, my parents say he started to lose his mind. Like, something went wrong with him, and a lot of times he would just be running in his cage crazy, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Which is kind of what hamsters do, right? That's what sane hamsters do. I think my parents just didn't want to take care of Rusty anymore. So one day, my sister came home from school, and Rusty was not in its little glass cage. And my parents had to break the news to her that Rusty died. And my dad went ahead and buried her. But what really happened was the hamster was alive, was going crazy, according to my dad. And so my dad put the hamster in a bag, tied the bag closed, took a hammer, a shovel, and beat the shit out of the hamster and then buried it. I don't know if I have ever told that story on the show or not. I'd get my father on the phone right now, but it's like 4 a.m. My question to him would be, like, how do you know a hamster is going insane? Because hamsters are perfectly content just running around. That's why they have those fucking wheels. So even to this day, my sister doesn't like to talk about Rusty. The two things she really doesn't like is someone bringing up Rusty and also the Halloween music. Dun, 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 dun. You know, the Halloween theme song, freaks her the fuck out. Anyways, back to the story here. The day after he was forced to kill his pet. That's a great line. Yes, the day after he was forced to kill his pet, the child told his teacher, Meriwether County Sheriff Steve Whitlock said. The teacher reported the incident to DFCS. I don't know what that is. Who contacted police? The pet's death allegedly took place at the family's Warm Springs home. On Friday, 38-year-old Lynn Middlebrooks Geiter was arrested. Geiter faces one charge each of animal cruelty, ding, child cruelty, ding, and battery, ding, ding, ding. Geiter remained in the Meriwether County Jail on Thursday evening, Whitlock said. Meriwether County is located about 90 minutes southwest of Atlanta. Geiter's husband, Brad Geiter, declined to comment when reached by phone. So there you go. No one's talking there. And finally today, are you the parent of an American teenage girl? If so, congratulations, you birthed a whore. It's true. They don't give their names, but viewers can see their faces plainly, and what these teens are saying is shocking parents. Quote, "I ended up having sex with more than one person that night, and then in the morning I was trying to get morning after pills," one of the girls said. "I was like 14 at the time." It's just one of dozens of stories from teenage girls in a new documentary by Canadian filmmaker Charlene Azam.
Hi, I'm Charlene Powell. My blood pressure is 132 over 76. My heart rate is 60 and I feel fantastic.
No, not Charlene Powell. This is Charlene Azam. She says that oral sex is as common as kissing for teens. Really? Things have changed a lot since I was a teenager. I never got kissed or a blowjob. I got a hand job once from the band director, but I could tell his heart wasn't in it. It's one of those half-assed numbers, which is exactly why I went to the school administration. He is now a used car salesman. If you're a teacher and you fuck around with your students, you better make sure they're satisfied with your abilities. All right, yes, oral sex is as common as kissing for teens, and that casual prostitution, which is being paid at parties to strip, give sexual favors, or just have sex, is far more commonplace than once believed. Remember when your little princess came to you and said she wanted a raise in her allowance and you said no? Next time she comes home from a party with dried cum on her face, betcha you'll be regretting that decision. Alright, evidence of this casual attitude may be seen in the fact that more than half of all teens age 15 to 19 have engaged in oral sex. In the documentary, Oral Sex is the New Goodnight Kiss. What a great name for a movie. Girls as young as 11 years old talk about having sex, going to sex parties, and in some extreme situations, crossing into prostitution by exchanging sexual favors for money, clothes, or even homework. Brilliant. And then still arriving home in time for dinner with the family. 5 minutes and I got $100, one girl said. If I'm gonna sleep with them anyways, because they're good looking, I might as well get paid for it, right? That's a businesswoman right there. Another girl talked about being offered $20 to take off her shirt or $100 to do a strip tease on a table at a party. The girls are almost always from good homes, but their parents are completely unaware. The prettiest girls from the most successful families are the most at risk. We're not talking about marginalized girls. And I think by marginalized girls, they're referring to ugly, unpopular girls, right? Is that what they mean by marginalized? Parents don't want to know because they really don't know what to do. I mean, you might be prepared to learn that at age 12 your daughter has had sex, but what are you supposed to do when your daughter has traded her virginity for $1,000 or a new bag? Here's what I would do. I would take a cut of that. I would say, hey, do you want to go to juvie, huh? If not, you're going to have to start forking over 40% of all the money you make from your little tricks. Be great. Parents can finally see a return on their investment. Brats have been sponging off of us for too long. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky diggies here.
Hey, Tim, this is Eric Cohen from Madison, Wisconsin. I have to say that in response to the Putin, Putin, whatever bullshit argument going on,
yes,
I just wanted to say I really like Canada and I really like Canadians, but there's one thing that you never want to do is get on their bad side. If they feel like you've somehow besmirched their culture or history, they will, you know, relentlessly hound you until the day they die. So to avoid this sort of thing in the future, I thought I'd give you a very quick overview of their history and culture.
Okay.
So that you can avoid this sort of problem in the future.
Sure, that's helpful. Thank you.
Starting out, the first Canadian was created in 1857 when a French explorer was simultaneously struck by lightning while jizzing onto a plaid napkin.
Huh.
That French person died, but the first Canadian crawled out of that napkin and promptly cut down a tree. Upon his victory over the tree, he named himself Wayne Gretzky. Mm. Wayne Gretzky continues to rule Canada to this day. He is mortal. In 1927, I believe it was, that was when they declared their national pastime. Their national pastime being sheep shearing. The reason they enjoy sheep shearing so much is because they love the taste of the lanolin-infused fibers. Mm. In 1963, they declared Anne Margaret a national treasure. This being a special occasion, as previous national treasures had all been livestock, mostly sheep.
Right.
That is pretty much everything that Canada's ever done. So.
Well, thank you very much for that very brief history overview of our friends up north.
There you go, Tim. Okay, I know you probably heard like a million.
Oh no!
Fucking phone calls about this, but that dish up in Canada, the guy or the pronunciation that you got off of Wikipedia, I think the guy that's saying it just kind of has a lisp.
Yes, but it's even... I understand. Look, I know that Wikipedia is not always a reliable source because anyone can edit it. However, in addition to the audio pronunciation, it even spells it out, P-O-O-T-S-I-N, as, you know, the way of pronouncing it. So, again, I understand that I said it wrong. But I'm just saying, I hope you can, the listener can understand how I would make that error because of what I read. So everyone just shut the fuck up about it now. It's over with.
Hey, Tim.
Yes?
This is Lil Marky, and I just wanted to let you know that the correct pronunciation for Putin is Winghead Putin on South Park.
Oh, right. Okay.
Hey, Tim, Michael Carino from Akron, Ohio. This whole thing about cootie or Putin or whatever, I don't think they're right. I think it's poontang or pussy.
Well,
and frankly, that's... if there's gravy and french fries in there, I'd stay out.
It's like a yeast infection, Putin, poontang.
Jugu, Tim, sideshow member Jess from Buffalo here.
Oh, no.
I'm listening to the 20th show.
Oh, no.
You can probably hear it in the background. You were doing that live gay chat thing, and
yes.
Your name was Jason, and you were from Texas. You weren't being Jason from the Jason Show, were you?
No, of course not.
It would be pretty funny if that's really who you were parodying there.
What other Jason from Texas do we ever talk about on the show?
Pretty good bit. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually talk to some of these guys. Hopefully that Asian who likes to smell the dead army guys' bodies, their body odor will be on. All right, a couple more here.
Jadu, Tim, it's the pumpkin fucker. Haven't talked to you in a while. I hope everything's been going good.
You know.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you and the freaks a little game I like to play when I'm listening to your show at work. At the end of the show, when you give out your phone number and then you do the, oh, God, and you play an audio clip. Usually as I'm listening to the show, I like to try to figure out what that clip's going to be.
Oh, that is a fun game.
And as you're saying it towards the end of the show, I think of it and I see if I get it right. Mm. Maybe we got it right like two or three times out of a couple of hundred.
Really?
So the odds of the winning the game are not good at all.
Really? I always I pick out the funniest clip to me, usually. The funniest short, just a short little snippet. Or I don't know what I do.
Jagu, Tim, this is the turd of shit calling in.
Hi,
and,
turd of shit.
I just want to say that Jess from Buffalo, you're fucking stupid. Mm. If people were going to drink a marijuana soda and just because they like the smell of it, not what they do to them, your group of people who like the smell of it but don't like what it does to them, who the fuck are you talking about? That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard. Sounds like an awful idea. If people like marijuana, they may as well smoke it or take a fucking pill. That's stupid. You and Dan from Texas. That chick that called in before that lives in Texas that's going to kick Dan from Texas' ass should find you and kill you along with him.
All right. God, very angry freaks today.
Hello, Timothy. this is Naughty Nipples calling. I'm listening to shows in reverse order, so I'm listening as I drive now to some show from, I don't know, January 3rd or 4th.
Okay.
There's no wonder why you are a media darling and a podcasting genius.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the story of the mother from Africa that was forced to suckle the litters of puppies. Oh, shit! And I really appreciated your insights on human ownership versus object ownership, like televisions. But you are a sheer genius.
a monster.
And anyway, thanks for the high-quality entertainment
and
news provision.
I do my best. Hopefully we can keep this thing going for a while.
Yo, Sideshow Freak Amir from Germany. I'm an Asian living in Germany listening to your Distar V podcast. I've been listening to your podcast.
I love this guy. To me it sounds like he's heard a bunch of shows where I complain about people not speaking loudly into the phone, and so he's trying to talk very loudly, so much so that his voice is now muffled and distorted.
I'm listening to your podcast since 2005, and I'm a Sideshow Freak.
Good boy.
And I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is the story of you legal?
What?
Because holy shit, man, it's fucked up. Love you, man.
Yes, it's legal. We're in America, baby, land of the free.
Oh, hey.
I can say whatever I want. Free speech, it's a wonderful thing over here.
Oh, hey, queer.
Hi.
Shot a load of your mouth slip the other night, queen fucker.
I think this is the same guy who called in before that I couldn't understand.
Oh, hey, queer. Shot a load of your mouth slip the other night.
I still can't understand what he's saying.
Shot a load on your mom's slip the other night.
A load on my mom's what?
Shot a load on your mom's slip the other night.
Shot a load on my mom's foot?
Shot a load on your mom's slip the other night.
Whatever.
Queen fucker.
All right. Thank you very much for that. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
Look at me. Ow. Look at me. Rub my feet, you motherfucker.
Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to leave us a little review or rate us. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the program. Beg them to sign up for the sideshow, please. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday podcast. Until then, bye, everybody.
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it easy. You acted surprised and I just rolled my eyes. It's gonna be alright. Just so we're straight and you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
Oh hey, queer.